It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. This afternoon, New Mexico's Public Education Department is scheduled to hold a public hearing on proposed revisions to the state's social studies standards. This week, I talked to New Mexico's Lieutenant Governor Howie Morales on Zoom about the proposals. The Lieutenant Governor recently wrote an opinion piece addressing the rhetoric surrounding these proposed changes. Here's part of our conversation. Here to share more about this is New Mexico Lieutenant Governor Howie Morales. Lieutenant Governor Morales is a former state senator and educator in Grant County Schools. He also has a PhD in curriculum and instruction from New Mexico State University. Lieutenant Governor, thank you so much for joining us.
Anthony, it's always a good opportunity to visit with you, to be on the air, and especially tackling some of the important issues that are surrounding our state today. So thank you for the invitation.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time to talk with us. I want to start off with why. Why now do social studies standards in New Mexico need to be revised?
Now, this is a process that's nothing new to curriculum updates throughout our history. We did that most recently in 2017 with our science standards under a different governor, a different public education department. And this is a similar process that's taking place now with updating our social studies standards. We have to keep in mind that those standards haven't been updated in 20 years. That was in you know, a time where there's been a lot of changes that have occurred. And it's important that we give students every opportunity to have the current up-to-date events so they can be discussed, dialogued, debated, and ultimately critical thinking opportunities.
Okay, so what are some of the main things that are going to be implemented with these changes?
So we're going to see some updated historical events that are taking place from time of 9/11 and what happened right there. You're going to see some other discussions that will take place. You know, we landed when NASA landed on Mars with the rover. We've seen that that's taken place. We went through a Great Recession. We've seen that there's been the capture of Bin Laden. Many of these occurrences that have happened are going to be part of the curriculum. You know, one thing that I always like to share is that you have a person who has a child who's in kindergarten. That kindergartner today is still getting the same curriculum as the parent who was there 20 years ago. So I think that kind of puts it in context, the need for wanting to do that. But there'll be a lot of discussion, a lot of opportunities in these proposed standards to also include. And I think that's a key component, is that we're not subtracting anything from these social studies standards. We're adding to cultural opportunities to see some of the updated events. These kind of type of things that I think are so important, especially for a diverse state like us in New Mexico.
Okay, you wrote in your opinion piece that around 500 people have weighed in on the proposed changes to New Mexico's social studies revisions. And one thing that did stand out was fear. Can you give us an idea of what you mean by that?
Yeah, and that's why I wanted to be available, to be accessible to the public, because as I stated, coming as an educator and as a parent, you know, this takes place, and I understand we're coming out of a pandemic. In many ways, where parents had to become the homeschool teachers, and our educators did the best they could to educate them in a remote way. So there's a lot more interest and engagement within the educational journey of our kids. I want to point out that at the end of the day, what we all want is we want a good curriculum. We want a solid education for all of our children, and that's important that that is done. But when we're talking about some of the concerns that are out there, I wanted to share some calming approaches of why this is something that's important. It's nothing new, like I stated, that we did in 2017 with the science standards, and it is improvement to our curriculum, to our standards, and still giving the flexibility to that professional in the classroom to develop the lesson plans, to use their creativity in ways to engage students and to discuss all these important issues.
Republicans in New Mexico's House of Representatives have voiced strong concern and opposition about the proposed new standards. They sent a letter to the Public Education Department expressing strong opposition, saying these changes, quote, incorporate the fundamentally flawed concepts of critical race theory, plus impose a progressive liberal bias in regards to historical and societal events that are being mandated to be taught to New Mexico students. Will these new standards include critical race theory?
Yeah, and that's a term that I don't use, because it absolutely not is incorporated in our social study proposed standards. You know, that's a term that's been thrown around, and really a lot of misinformation with that. The reality of it is that we're updating the standards, that we're including relevant occurrences that have happened over the last 20 years, and doing it in a way that is going to be a celebration of who we are, of our cultures, of our diversity, our ethnicity, and providing that student the opportunity to engage in healthy discussion, to get all of the story told, and to make sure that they can make the determination of what they feel is truth.
Lieutenant Governor Howie Morales, I want to thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Anthony.
Today's hearing is scheduled to be from 1 to 5 p.m. on Zoom. The Public Education Department will be accepting written comments on the proposed revisions by email until 5 this evening. For more information, you can visit the New Mexico Public Education website. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.